Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Off your soul, oh.
Hello, this is Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the neo-psych sonics of the Black Angels. The Black Angels put out their first full-length, Passover, in 2006. They played songs from the anti-war opus in their first in-studio for KEXP that same year. It's got bluesy space jams for sure, but it also fits right into a goth band set.
Where do you go?
...2008's Directions to See a Ghost kept the reverb verbing and the fuzz fuzzing. In 2010, they put out the punchier Phosphine Dream, with the more spacious mix enhancing the psychedelic universe they inhabit. For Indigo Meadow in 2013, they managed yet again to update their sound without abandoning anything necessary. You can hear the Revolver-era Beatles flying from San Francisco to Austin on this one. The EP Clear Lake Forest in 2014 somehow evokes Jefferson Airplane, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, and of course the Velvet Underground all at the same time. The last album before this one was 2017's The Death Song, with portents and warnings and gorgeous production from Phil Eck.
Print and print the money that you spend, spend and spend the money that you print.
KEXP DJ Miss Ashley asked the band about their upcoming record and about the influence of kiddos.
Yeah, the last studio album you released was 2017's The Death Song. How would you say your sound and writing has evolved since then?
Well, we have a new member here, Ramiro.
And
anytime you have a new ingredient added to the mix, it's different things happen. the pandemic happened, life happened. I mean, there's so many things that went into making this record. I'd like to think that we're still making music that we want to listen to.
Alex, I was drawn to the way you spoke in an interview about Luca, the solo album, which came out last year, and your child. As a parent myself, I'm always interested in hearing how musicians balance their work and home life.
Yeah, well, I can't think of any other situation where I would have been able to spend this much time with Luca and the family and these guys. We were able to spend a lot of time together. And yes, Michelle is the reason that it's holding this whole thing together on my end, my wife. It's been great to be able to spend so much time with him. And if the pandemic never happened, we'd be touring a bunch and I wouldn't have this opportunity to watch him grow up. So it's been great.
Yeah.
I've actually been pretty impressed. He's a very prolific guy. Oh. And almost more so after Luca, from my perspective anyway. I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Thanks, man. I do think that you know, whenever something like that, big change happens in your life, there's, you know, different parts of your brain are opened up, and it really pushed me to just keep writing and be as prolific as these other guys in the band. So I'm just playing catch up. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah. Right. There's the solo record called Luca. It was an opportunity for bassist singer Alex Moss to do something a little different, what he calls Wu-Tang meets Leonard Cohen. There's a new release, Don't Fall Down, a single in tribute to Rocky Erickson, founding member of Austin's psych rock legends, the 13th Floor Elevators. Coming soon is the album Live at Levitation. Levitation is the psych rock festival in Austin since 2013, named for the 13th Floor Elevators song. It's produced by the Reverb Appreciation Society. I like that name, the Reverb Appreciation Society. Who is that? That's the people in the Black Angels. In this session, the band played three new songs and one Manipulation from that first record 16 years ago. We are more than excited to present The Black Angels, live on KEXP.
Thank you. flowers on his casket. Yellow, yellow was her hair. Icy gray was her glare. Manipulation. Manipulation.
Just heard the Black Angels with the songs Manipulation and Firefly.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with the Black Angels.
As the years go, as
And that was our live session with the Black Angels. You heard the songs The River and El Jardin. Shout out to our partner station KANM at Texas A&M, the college station of College Station, Texas. The Black Angels song Currency was featured by DJ Cheryl Waters on KEXP's Song of the Day podcast, a great resource for new music discovery and always curated by KEXP DJs, never algorithms. Subscribe to get a new song each weekday by searching for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson, and we will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.